You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Jason is cutting footloose.
There was a time for this law, but not anymore. This is our time to dance.
Kevin Bacon returns to Payson High this weekend before the old building is torn down. David Dejanovic joins students for a full day of Footloose prom activities. Here are Dave and Debbie, live from Payson High School on KSL News Radio.
Promise, Dave, before we leave here today, after the show wraps up, we're going to be able to go down to Ren McCormick's old locker. We're going to be talking to the kids who just wrapped up an assembly, and we'll have the full lowdown on what those prom activities are going to be. We're talking to the principal in just a moment of Payson High School, Jesse Sorensen, about the big weekend. Ren McCormick, Kevin Bacon, coming back to Payson High.
I told you I did my homework last night. I watch Footloose because I'm dedicated to the craft. I'm willing to make the sacrifices. I'll tell you this, it's still a good show. It's still a good show. It absolutely was a great story. And Ren McCormick is one of my all-time faves.
How did they get him to come back, Principal Sorensen?
You know, it was just a lot of hard work on the students' behalf, getting his attention, leveraging social media and their leadership skills. And just persistence, really. I got to the point I wondered if we were harassing him.
But, for sure. But it was a good harassment.
It was positive. It was all good. Positive and in good fun. And, yeah, we're grateful that he responded and that he acknowledges the impact that Footloose had on our community and our students and really the culture of our entire country.
One of the things I love about this story is I think sometimes as parents, you know, we can listen to our kids' crazy dreams and think, no, you should do that, thinking, you know, there's no way he's actually going to come here to our little school, right? So what was your experience when you saw the kids maybe pitch the idea in the first place? You're like, yeah, no, go ahead and move forward, and then to see it become realized.
Yeah, I'll just say I was a believer from the beginning.
Really?
I really felt like this could happen. Just the lining up of the 40-year anniversary, the demolition of this building, the 100th-year anniversary of the Utah Film Commission. I told the kids, let's go for it. Let's go all in. And but, yeah, it's all about kids dreaming big, just like in the movie. And the kids really, they put the work in. They made it happen. It's been super fun to watch.
So you just mentioned a few minutes ago that this movie has had a lasting impact on the community. And as I was driving down here this morning, I was reminded of how far off the Wasatch Front in Salt Lake City it is. It's like 50 miles. Kind of felt like in the middle of nowhere today, although it's grown up a lot here, lots mm-hmm. of new homes and new development. But I'm curious, Principal Sorensen, how much impact, what has that lasting impact been on the community of Payson?
I think it's something that we can call our own. It's something that put us on the map, I think, in a small way. A lot of people give Lehigh a lot of credit because the roller mills are right there.
It's part of Footloose.
And people can see that. But this was the home of where everything happened, was Payson High School in Payson, Utah. And we're just proud. I mean, there were a lot of people that were extras in the film that still live in town. Everybody has a favorite Footloose moment and a little claim to fame because of that film.
I was just thinking about the tractor chicken fight. Did that happen here in Payson?
Yeah. It's actually, when you pull into town, you see the Pea Mountain there in the background. It's just right directly on the other side of Pea Mountain.
What can you tell us about the other scenes that were filmed here?
Oh, I everything. The car wash scene is down here by our old movie theater. Since they've torn down the old car wash a few years ago, but that part of town's there. All over Payson High School, the halls, the parking lot scenes. There's a scene just right outside of our front office, the cafeteria. The book burning scene was just right here behind me in our courtyard, the library, classrooms. It's everywhere. The gym. When you walk down the halls of Payson High School, you're in the film.
The footprint is just about everywhere, not only on Payson High, but also
around town. Yeah, there's different
scenes. So having had that discussion with you just now and you letting us in on all that, I'm going to go back and watch that movie again this weekend.
Yeah, you've got to watch it, Debbie. It's a classic.
Oh, I've,
yeah.
I've seen it 100 times.
Make it 100.
I mean, I will just tell you, if there had been social media back in 1984 when I was 17 years old and saw this at a movie theater, I would have stalked Kevin Bacon on Instagram. But thankfully, we didn't have that.
Yeah.
You know, I was absolutely in love with him. And I asked Dave to look up, how old was Kevin Bacon back in 1984? I was 17, and Dave said, oh, he looked it up. He was 24. Yeah. He was too old for
too
me,
old.
Dave.
You know what, though? It's never too late. You can always dream big. I mean, yeah. He's only been married for 30 years to Kira Sedgwick, but you know what?
They have a great marriage. They have a great marriage. So what happens to Ren McCormick's locker, which is right around the corner from us, and it's still enshrined. I know kids can use it, and all the pictures when this building comes down next year.
It's going to go with us to the new version of Payson High School, to our Payson High School 2.0.
Yes.
And it'll be there to just commemorate the fun history and the memories that were associated with this building in the film.
I think one of the things that I've learned most about this is, you know, sometimes people will run away like, oh, you know, we've outgrown this. But the fact that you have kids in a movie that really kids mostly roll their eyes at the movies that we loved growing up, the fact that they embrace it, that they enjoy it, that they want to have their prom here. You know, so many times we know that when you have a prom, they'll have it at the state capitol or some, you know, larger venue. Why did you decide to have it here? I mean, it seems overly obvious, but why here?
The obvious, like you said, the most obvious statement is just the connection, the historical connection to our town and our community. It's home for our students. And obviously there's other reasons, too, just as far as ease of traveling and commuting and whatnot, but
probably
it's
less expensive for the kids too.
Yeah,
though,
it's
I'll
less expensive.
With
we're
you.
Able to
parents
create
probably
a,
appreciate it.
Yeah, and it affords the opportunity for kids who maybe aren't willing to drive or able to drive with transportation to Salt Lake or to another venue.
Special. It really is. There is a vibe here in the hallways here, and we're looking at the students as they're hanging around and watching us broadcast live. I can't believe that they think we're the most interesting thing here right now. But they just wrapped up in an assembly where royalty was announced for the prom. What else is on tap for the rest of the day, and how will tomorrow go?
The rest of the day is really pretty much a regular school day. We have a catered lunch. KFC is bringing us
a
lunch.
That's not a regular school day.
For the faculty. The kids don't get they're not in on the KFC, but our faculty, the opportunity for sponsorship and people to share their love with Payson High School has been overwhelming. Last week we had Express Clothing Store donate $200 to every student and staff member on campus.
That's amazing.
$200.
What?
We figured the value was over $320,000 our students received, which was phenomenal. It's been super fun for our students.
When does Ren arrive?
Tomorrow.
Ren.
We'll be here tomorrow.
I just want to know when I need to be sitting across the street at the ball fields with my binoculars, which I carry in my car. Yeah. I carry a set of binoculars. I know it's super weird, but it's for moments like this, honestly.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Are the kids so excited?
They're excited. Their parents are excited.
They're nervous, too.
And some of their grandparents are even more excited. So it's a multi-generational.
So will the prom be more than just the students? Will the parents be participating? Or are you going to lock them out?
We're locking them out. Parents
to go to Lehigh Roller Mills if they want to
dance. Yeah, they can go have their own party
somewhere
else. They can
go have the tractor chicken fight in the pasture.
Yeah.
Don't give them ideas. Don't give them ideas.
This is a really big deal, though, for the whole community.
We want this to be for the kids. It's for the kids.
And I love it.
Yeah, we're proud of them.
All right, final question. If you were to describe your dancing skills, is it more Ren McCormick or is it Willard?
I'm definitely Willard.
I'm definitely Willard, too.
I'm Willard.
I'm 100% Willard.
I'm 100% Ren.
I try, but I am Willard.
You should see me Zumba. I got the moves on, guys. Yeah. Principal Jesse Sorensen, amazing day, amazing weekend, and an amazing student body here.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys coming by again.
Can we squeeze one of the students in here in the next hour or so?
Absolutely.
Like, tear them away from the mashed potatoes and gravy that they're going to take from the teachers.
Okay, yeah.
Get them over here before we leave.
We'll get you a student here, no problem.
Give us just a minute. We're going to stick around through the 11 o'clock hour through the 10 o'clock hour, of course, and celebrate with the students the 40th anniversary of Footloose. And straight ahead, the Utah Film Commission joining us live, Virginia Pierce. I want to ask her if she knows anything at all about how in the world the producers or the director, how Hollywood came to find Payson, Utah for the film Footloose, Dave?
I love it. It ended up being the perfect place.
It's awesome.
And it will be very interesting to see Kevin Bacon's reaction to what Payson is now 40 years later compared to what he had.
Oh, that's a great point. It has changed a lot. That's next.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Bacon to Payson arrives in Utah County. Dave and Dejanovic are live at Payson High School on KSL News Radio.
Kevin Bacon making his way back to Payson High School, where they filmed Footloose so many years ago. I've had a lot of people reach out to me, Dave, over social media because I posted that we're going to be here live from 9 to 11 today. And they said, I cannot believe it's been 40 years since the release of that movie.
One of the things I love about this story specifically, because we've had a million movies shot in Utah, but typically when you think about movies shot in Utah, you think of the Western, you know, Kevin Costner. This is small town America. That's what they were trying to capture. And 40 years ago, Payson was in the middle of nowhere, right? It has grown so much now, but I love that part of it. There's a million places you could have shot this, you know, in the mid-East, mm-hmm. somewhere, Midwest. But here, that's significant.
A lot of scenes filmed here at Payson High. We talked to the principal just a few moments ago, and he was talking about also lots of areas of Payson itself being used.
The tractor chicken fight.
So it'll be super fun to see what Kevin Bacon's reaction is. Virginia Pierce, president of the Utah Film Commission, when he comes here tomorrow night for the prom.
I know. So excited. I mean, this has been, I think, almost 2 years in the making. So, we all just keep looking at each other like, it's all happening.
And you're here to help set the stage.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I mean, we've been involved for so long, and really Payson High has become friends, part of our family. And so we are down here helping set up and get ready for just, you know, all of the activity tomorrow.
Obviously, you're far too young to have been involved to bringing Footloose here the first time, but, Why Utah? I mean, why, again, when I think about movies, I think Westerns, but this is just small town America film.
I mean, I think, you know, again, 40 years ago, so I don't have great records about, you know, what, how they found exactly Payson High, but there were a lot of small town America, kind of any town USA movies being filmed at the time. And Utah has, you know, I know we've talked about 100 years of film. We've been in the game a long time. So they knew about Utah, film studios did, and they have a lot of resources and crew and, you know, rental equipment here. So I think it was a good place to look for that small town America that would still have the resources they need.
And the school sounds like it was just swept up in the filming of it, where the book burning scene was filmed out there in the courtyard, and obviously the locker, Ren McCormick had the still classrooms were used, the office was used. It was probably, I'm going to imagine, a lot easier back in the early 80s for Hollywood to move in and convince a school district to allow them to take
over. I think it was a little more fly by the seat of their pants
probably
than it is these days.
There are a lot more restrictions these days.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are a little more savvy about what gets out there, and obviously with social media and, you know, everything is a little bit harder to contain. So I'm sure it was easier back then.
So what lies ahead for tomorrow night? Can you give us a little sneak peek about what Kevin can expect when he arrives?
I mean, really, it's the day. So he comes early tomorrow morning and is going to be making kits with the kids and the volunteers. I think we have lots of people signed up to help. And really, that's a big part of what they're doing here is creating these resource kits for at-risk youth. And I think our goal is 5,000 kits, which is going to be really fun to see out on the field. So Kevin's just so impressed from what we've heard about the kids and how motivated they are and how interested they are in giving back. And, you know, that's really where it started.
I didn't realize that he was coming to do some of the service beforehand. I thought it was going to be one of these sweep in big, you know, problem moment, and then out 5 seconds later.
Yeah, no, he's here during the day. So he actually, just to set the record straight, he is not attending prom. He's coming on prom day to enjoy, you know, the day with the kids and see the school and, you know, and really visit. He's in the middle of shooting a series right now, so he's kind of in and out. But
that's even better in my view, because these kids are doing such a wonderful job servicing the community. He'll be here to support them, making those kits for at-risk youth.
Yeah.
And more of an opportunity to interact with the kids.
He's really excited to meet the kids that have been driving this and walk the school and see all the things. You know, it was, you know, when you hear him talk about Footloose, it really was a moment in his career. It really launched his career.
Well, and Virginia Pierce, by the way, president of the Utah Film Commission, live and in person with us here in the halls of Payson High School as they prep for Kevin Bacon coming here on prom day tomorrow to revisit the school where it all started, which, you know, Footloose filmed here at Payson High. It really was a moment, I'm just going to guess, in his career that I read that in 2013 he told Howard Stern during an interview that he would tip DJs at weddings, you know, after Footloose to not play the song Footloose, because he didn't want to have to steal the thunder of the bride and groom. And also, I know this might be hard to believe, it sounds like he did some of the dance scenes, but there was a dance double who also, which is not unusual. There's also oftentimes.
We talked to an extra about a month ago that was part of that dance scene at the end. And he was showing us the scene and he was like, okay, that's me. Okay, no, that was the double. Okay, that's me. Like, they pretty much had professional dancers, which if you watch that final scene in Footloose, those kids are really good. So it feels correct that wouldn't be just,
they just pluck somebody out of the chemistry class.
Right.
And have dance like they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
so that's awesome, though. And I think that's awesome, though, that he also didn't want to be the center of attention at other people's weddings, like in real life weddings.
I mean, I think he's super grateful for the movie. I think, as people always are, they look back at that pivotal moment in their career. But I think there's
he's had a lot
a minute
since.
Of like, okay, you know, I'm Kevin. I'm not Ren.
Oh, he's been Ren all day today.
He's for sure Ren this weekend.
This weekend, he's 100% Ren.
Are the kids excited, Virginia?
So excited. I mean, it just has been so fun to see this actual come to fruition because, Jenny Staley, who really worked on this project with me for the last couple of years, we would say to each other over the time, I was like, do you think we're really going to get him? Like, do you think he'll really come? And she was just trying to navigate, how much to get the kids' hopes up versus didn't know. And it's just, to see it all happening is really great.
And then a couple of weeks ago, the announcement came via the Today Show.
Yes. Yeah, so we had talked to them. We heard back in December that he
Live.
Was going to commit, and then we came up with that.
You kept it a secret for the kids.
Actually,
that long?
The student council kept it a secret. They
That's
were amazing.
Amazing.
They really were. Finally, I was like, we got to let these kids tell people.
Oh, yeah. They're going to explode.
Get this out.
Well, my goodness. Next stop for them is a top secret clearance. They could be CIA agents
Seriously.
If they kept
Very
a
impressive.
Secret for that long. And then the announcement came on the Today Show just a couple of weeks ago, and how excited they've been ever since.
Great
work. Virginia Pierce, president of the Utah Film Commission. What an impact the Film Commission and Kevin Bacon are going to have this weekend on these students here. Lasting memories, much like the film Footloose.
And remember that 40 years ago, we didn't have the streaming services. We didn't have the TV shows. We didn't have a billion different cable channels to direct our attention. Social media, blockbuster movies were a big deal. And this captured the nation. Everyone loved this show. So exciting to be able to relive it 40 years later.
Thanks, Virginia.
Yeah,
good work.
So good to see you guys in person.
I know. Usually we're talking on the phone. It's fun to meet you. So I'll let you get back to work.
Thanks.
So you get ready for those service projects and everything the kids are going to be doing here tomorrow and throughout the day. Straight ahead, Taylor Swift dropped a surprise on Swifties, a double album, 31 songs. I've listened to the whole thing. It's fabulous. And parents, I'm going to give you a hot tip straight ahead. This is a moment. This is a moment for you to shine with your teenagers who love Taylor Swift. Next.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.